This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, this is the Good Day Health Program, and the health focus will be courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here from his Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida that he's been running for 30 years, practicing medicine, basically working on your arteries and your heart. All the circulatory things that are important. He's become a preventive cardiologist. And with that, lots of great expertise. I'm happy to go visit with him soon, to have him go through my body from top to bottom. It always makes me feel good. And this is the advice to any of you, no matter where you live, always have a yearly checkup so that you can have the confidence in what your body's doing. What are you doing? What's the body doing? If you don't know, you'll wonder, create stress. If you know what's going on, then it's much better, Ken, right? No matter what is going on, it's better to know what's going on, isn't it?
Well, so much of this you can get ahead of, and if you treat it earlier, the outcomes are so much better. So don't be afraid of what you might learn.
Yeah. All right. So as a cardiologist, a lot of the things that you report on here, the studies that you do with all of the various journals of medicine, we do focus a lot on heart health. And as such, let's talk about vitamin D, which more and more, I take more and more of all the time. I just got a blood report back that you'll see. We'll probably do our own thing for you. But this still shows me to be lacking somewhat in vitamin D. And I don't understand, because I take lots of fish oil and the things where vitamin D is paramount. But I don't seem to. Could it be that somebody's body uses more vitamin D? Do some bodies use more than others?
Well, it's several issues. You don't spend most of your life down in Florida getting enough sun.
And I see a lot of it on the farm in the summertime, for sure. I'm outside 8 hours a day.
Well,
in the summer.
Because vitamin D you get two ways. Your body makes it via sunlight stimulation, and you also eat it. And what I would recommend you do, Doug, is you take your vitamin D with food. It gets absorbed a lot better.
I
so
do.
You want to take it with a meal. But the news this week is out of PLOS-1 Medical Journal that high doses of vitamin D seem to keep arteries more flexible and pliable, potentially warding off future heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes. So everyone, talk to your doctor about measuring your own vitamin D level, and then ask your doctor for a personalized suggestion of what your own daily dose of vitamin D should be.
Well, but getting it, you talk about getting it from the sun, which is obvious. We all hear about sunshine vitamin D.
And don't overdo it. You know, about 10 to 15 minutes, three times a week of unprotected sunlight's a good idea.
But vitamin D comes from, among other sources, fish oil, does it not? Comes from fish as well as from the sun.
That is.
And where else? What are other sources? What are other sources of vitamin D?
It's enriched in a lot of the whole grains that we eat.
Mm-hmm. Because it comes from the sun. See, that's what I get, that it comes from things that are grown in the sun, but fish are not grown in the sun. In reality, they're not exposed to a lot of
sun. You're trying to be too logical about all this.
Okay,
it's
sorry.
There's just sources of it that are high in vitamin D concentration, and most of us do need some supplementation, and it should be individualized. So talk to your doctor about what your daily dose should be. Don't treat yourself.
When you say individualized, because you are cautious, you have urged me, you just did, as a matter of fact, again, to not take too much.
Well,
but it doesn't seem to be, I can catch up with what the need is. So how much for anybody is too much?
Well, again, you can't, this all needs to be individualized based on your own dose, and you should not be self-medicating yourself. Most people can go up to 2,000 units a day without causing any harm. There's a new study, and I hate to recommend this, that even 4,000 units, but the company line, if you will, is that you can take up to 2,000 units a day. But again, this should not be, you shouldn't pull your own teeth on this, because you'll guess wrong, and there's too much havoc awaiting you if you guess wrong. This is why You need to have a conversation with your physician about this so the results can be individualized. Everybody's not the same. In fact, most people are different. What you need. The government recommends 600 to 800 units a day based on age, but for many people, that's way not enough.
So, you bring up something that is a very important underscore here to the conversation. And this discussion comes up a lot in general conversation, at least with me, talking on the air and various other programs about the body chemistry. All of us have different body chemistry. That's why there are, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, all the warnings with the drug, because it could affect what that drug does chemically to your system, may be different than what it does to somebody else's system, because our chemistry is all different. You look at your blood work and see how the chemistry is different with you. Ken and I could have blood work done at the same time in the same place, and then we look at the results and they're very different because our bodies are very different, and we react to things that we put into our body in a different way, right?
Well, you spend a week with me, you won't see anyone with the same lab work. It looks so different from patient to patient.
Right. So that's why the chemistry here is different. And that's why some can take more vitamin D, if you will, or more fish oil, whatever it is that you're taking, and not have the ramifications as some others might, because their body doesn't react or doesn't like it chemically.
Well, they absorb it differently, and there's different sun stimulation. That's what it...
Well, but that's the whole thing with prescriptions. That's why I wonder sometimes, when you prescribe something to someone, how do you really know that it's going to react appropriately in that person's body if you don't really thoroughly know the chemistry of one's body?
Well, they may have a history with that particular medication, and you try to understand it to the best of your ability. And then you try to understand the risk of them not taking it, and hopefully the risk of them not taking it outweighs the risk of taking it.
Mm-hmm. Right, but sometimes you find out the hard way. It's trial and error.
Well, that's why it's called practicing medicine.
Right, yeah. I remember I have talked to you about this, and we've explained on the air how it is that, in my case, when I have this chronic cough and the bronchial condition and the things that are in my chest that come up every day, the yellow sputum that comes from your immune system working to try to protect your body, and then, you know, the sorts of things that I've been given to try to work this out are a result of the doctor not really knowing what's wrong. And so by a process of elimination using various drugs, that's the way they're going to find out what it is
bothering me. It's like a detective doing a whodunit. You don't know who did it until you a process of elimination. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery detective novel. Each day, you know, we go through that with every patient. We try to come up with the diagnosis by doing good detective work.
Yep. All right, so while we're on this subject of vitamin D and fish oil, that sort of thing, it's a good time for me to promote the value of using this fabulous product that comes from the folks at Purity. The debate is over about whether it's good to have fish oil or it's good to have krill oil, because oils are good for us. We know that. Fish oil, especially because of what Ken was just talking about, has benefit for your heart, your circulatory system. I think I read somewhere that fish oil is great for your arteries, or is that vitamin K? There's something, Ken, that's really supposed to be good to keep your arteries good and flexible. Is that fish oil, or is it K, or is it both?
Well, we just talked about vitamin D keeping them nice and flexible, but getting fish oil from natural sources is a very good source.
All right. So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the story of fish oil and krill oil together in Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity. It has CoQ10 for energy. It has the krill oil to take care of your joints, make sure that all the cushions in there are filled to capacity so you don't have brutal and horrible experiences when you're working your joints. And then the power of fish oil for your cardiovascular health. All things that your doctor likes. Listen to our conversations here with Ken. So the folks at Purity know you're going to love Krill Omega 50 Plus, and they know it will work for you. They know to the extent that they want to make sure you get it so you can have a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. Put it to the test. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. You pay a bit of shipping, and then the bottle, the product itself is free. They shouldn't pay for getting it to you, but you can get it that way. Get a free bottle and experiment and experience the benefits of this fish oil and krill oil combination. Free bottle now, 800-355-1493. One more time, Doug, 800-355-1493.
At your local CVS pharmacy, we want to make your life easier so you can focus on feeling good and saving time and money. This week only, save big on all the essentials. All vitamins are buy one, get one free. And earn $6 in extra bucks on any $10 Revlon or Almay cosmetic purchase. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night, so your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. All right, we keep working the list here of things that Ken has learned. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ken, here with me, Doug Steffen on Good Day Health, focusing on the reports from the various weekly journals. Here's one about the status of children who are passing when they're born because of risky decisions made by parents, especially mothers, right, Ken?
Well, exactly. This is news about sudden infant death, which had been going away and is unfortunately coming back. Via a report from the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, which comes out of the CDC each week, we learn that many parents still regularly risk their babies' lives as they put them to bed. Doug, parents continue to practice unsafe habits that have been associated with sleep-related infant deaths. So 1 in 5 mothers says she places her baby to sleep on his or her side or stomach. 2 in 5 leave loose bedding and soft objects in the baby's sleep area, most often bumper pads and thick blankets. And 3 in 5 sometimes share their bed with their baby. Amazingly, these practices, they contribute to about 3,500 sleep-related deaths of U.S. babies every year.
You know, when I first saw this, I was thinking about something that we talked about on the air, risky behavior or risky decisions, and I was thinking of mothers smoking pot. And the report that came out this past week about how that affects the baby, how when more mothers apparently are doing it, the stats are way up on mothers pregnant with babies smoking pot. Could there be anything worse?
Well, it's being legalized recreationally in a few states, and people think it's okay, but please don't do this while you're pregnant. And
smoking anything, over drinking. I think, didn't we say that you, is it yes or no to drinking a glass of wine a day when you're pregnant?
Absolutely not.
No.
Even if you're thinking about getting pregnant, don't do it. And absolutely not. Just be very careful about any pill or potion, supplement, any chemicals that you're putting into your body when you're pregnant.
Right. It's just a common sense, you'd think, but a lot of mothers don't have common sense, it would seem. So put that in your experiential quotient. 21 after the hour on Good Day Health.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, on the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, podcast that's up there right now at gooddayhealthshow.com features Ken and I talking about catching the flu, the link between dementia and exercise, prenatal vitamins. I've been working on this lemon water diet that I talked about on the podcast, Ken, and it's working very well for me. It's just kind of a helter-skelter thing. I didn't really, this is not a formula from anybody. I just instinctively thought, all right, I'm going to put some apple cider vinegar and some, I'm using grapefruit and, I guess, citrus in general, lemon in the water, and then grapefruit, a lot of it, and it really is working very well. Also on this podcast, Ken shares the 5 things that will keep you happier this year. So that's the overview of the current podcast. And then next week there will be a different one. There's a new installment every week. Check it out at GoodDayHealthShow.com to learn as much as you can from Ken and from Jack, the 2 doctors that are associated with Good Day Health. Meanwhile, speaking of things, we were talking about how silly it is for parents or mothers especially, but I think secondhand smoke from a father would affect a baby in the womb. But here's another focus on what you're doing that you ought not to do and when it starts. I've often asked, wondering, I guess back to my high school days, Ken, you probably noticed this too, girls especially trying cigarettes. And now the stats show how those who try stay at it, at least for a while, right?
Exactly. And this is only one cigarette. This comes out of the CDC this week, that at least 3 out of 5 people, Doug, who experiment with a single cigarette, one cigarette, end up becoming daily smokers at some point. So don't even try it.
Is there stuff that's being added that impacts now? Are there different things, one wonders, being added to get you hooked easier?
Well, this study didn't look at that. It just looked at the results, and you sure wonder, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, these people are These people are incorrigible. They are horrible. What they do and why anybody, I say this outwardly and openly, if you're working for a tobacco company, even though you may say it was a good job, you're nothing but death merchants. You're killing people, and it's intentional, and it's outrageous. All right, so having said that, Ken's not going to jump onto that bandwagon, so let's keep moving here.
I don't know if it's intentional. They want customers, but...
Well, of course it's intentional. Putting stuff on that hooks them. The scientists, they tell them what to put into it, the additives, so they get people hooked on it. They're very intentional.
It's unfortunate. The whole thing, and just don't start, don't become a customer. That's the easiest way to deal with it.
Next item has to do with how much sleep. This is almost a weekly thing, the benefits of having enough rest.
Exactly. This comes out of this week's Journal of Behavior Therapy and Experimental Psychiatry, that less than 8 hours of sleep increases the risk of anxiety and depression. So before you have to go through therapy, get on drugs for anxiety and or depression, just make sure you're clocking enough sleep. You know, you can't do it every night, but just try to the best of your ability. We usually say 7 to 8. In this study, they actually wanted 8. It's getting tougher.
All right, so if you're not getting enough rest, I would underscore how good it is, important it is to have a good mattress and a good pillow, and there's no better way to get great pillows than to go to mypillow.com, use the code DJV, and get one of their fabulous premium pillows at the regular price, second one free. You can do that between now and the end of the month at mypillow.com. That's get one free. After you buy one, it's a 60-day money-back guarantee that also makes this company so valuable. Great American company, great American story, great way for you to get a great night's rest, as Ken just suggested, so you don't get depressed. Order them now at mypillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all 4 wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Into the new year, new health requirements, new health considerations, new health conversations. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, continuing to focus on the news of the week, things that will be a question of. Find some questions that come in. You can send them along to me at Doug@DougSteffen.com, or you can send them on Twitter at Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. What a great place to go to get peace of mind if you're in need of getting a second opinion on something that you've been told. You should go visit Ken at Lake Cardiology. As we continue, I just get such a kick out of people and how they think about, well, just never mind how they, just how people think. So Ken has read from one of the journals, the medical journals, how to ease your stress by smelling your partner's T-shirt. Who in the hell ever thought of this in the first place? Who decided to study this?
Well, this is published this week in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology.
Of course it is. Yes, right. Yeah.
And this is new research that the scent of a romantic partner can help ease stress, particularly, Doug, when couples are temporarily separated or away from home. So the reason why this came up was to try to explain behavior. And the behavior is that many people wear their partner's shirt or sleep on their partner's side of the bed when their partner is away, but may not realize why they engage in these behaviors. Well, it appears that a partner scent alone, Doug, even without their physical presence, can be a powerful tool to help reduce stress.
So, how personal does this get?
It gets pretty personal. You need to have something where your significant scent is on, and just before they go or while they're, as soon as they leave, you may want to take a good big whiff of it, and it'll just lower your stress level.
A big whiff.
If your stress level is up.
Of what? What do we smell? Is it? It's not the material. It's a combination chemically what your body is producing.
It's the odor of your significant.
So what I understand is that sometimes women especially are turned on by men's body odor. Is that true of...
It works both ways.
Like men's body odor, men like women's body odor.
There are chemicals produced in our body odor that attracts the opposite sex.
Are those the pheromones that you hear often about?
That's exactly right. But this may be part of that. But it may be something even bigger, and you know, they haven't taken it to the next level to really understand the biochemistry of it. But it's there, I bet it has to do somewhat with the pheromones, but it may be other substances. But you know, you pick up your whatever clothes you are. I've known children of parents who they've lost a parent, and the children just feel so much better when they have the parents' clothing around them, and they can. And they feel like they're near their parent, and they can smell their parent. Mm-hmm. I've heard kids describe that to me.
Yeah, well, who'd be surprised? Okay, let's talk a little bit important to listeners in the climes where it's cold, and it has modified somewhat this week, but the cold weather will continue. We're only in the beginning of January, for heaven's sake, so you can be sure that the cold, especially if you believe some of the long-range forecasts for the next couple of months, the jet stream is so powerful, flying back and forth across the country as I'm having to for the next month or so. So you hit good and bad. When you're going in an easterly direction, it increased the speed of the plane by enough to cut 40 minutes off the flight. And that jet stream is bringing this horribly cold air from the Polar Express or something like that. But it's coming across from the poles and down into Canada and down into our country and then being pushed across the country in such a way as it catches people off guard, I think, don't you, in terms of how they protect themselves? And that's why, as I look at some of these things, postings of what people are supposed to be doing with the cold and how they, whether it's bundling. You just asked me off the air what I was wearing when I go across the country. What do I wear?
I did. I was just curious because you travel from a warm climate to a very cold climate. And when you do that, I was just wondering how you prepare for that.
Yeah. Well, I prepare for it by wearing the clothes I get on the plane with, coming back out here, corduroys, a sweater, that sort of thing, long socks, and that's for two reasons. One, because I want to be warm, but I also think it's good to wear high socks. The pressure on the veins in your leg. Why is that anyway? Why is it tougher on your legs and more people have incidents on the plane?
Well, that's another issue about traveling, wearing compression stockings, and that's getting much more and more popular because as you're sitting, especially on an extended flight, the blood pools in the ankles from the gravity, and that's why each hour you want to get up and walk the flight up and back. But especially if you're prone to not the best circulation in the legs, you want to wear those compression stockings throughout the flight to avoid getting a blood clot.
All right. So here's the story of Hugh Grant. I wanted to talk about this because I think it sort of is representative of what a lot of us think about what happens to our desire and our abilities as we get older. Hugh Grant is 57. His girlfriend is a Swedish television producer named Anna Eberstein. They were photographed in New York the other day. She's sporting a large baby bump. Grant's fifth child, the third with her, and people saying 57? Well, I don't think it makes a difference to men as much as it does to women in the age department. If you're able to produce good sperm, then you produce good children, right?
I don't even know why that's a headline if he wasn't a star.
Well, he probably wouldn't be. Yeah, the fact that he's going to be a dad again, yeah.
Being a dad at 57 is not even, you know, that doesn't even get on my radar screen.
No, if you were 97, it might get on your radar screen.
That might be a newsworthy headline.
Yeah. That's,
but I
that's
think
what
it's
I'm,
more the fact, you know, it's Hugh Grant than his age, and plus
yeah.
his age.
Well, some of the things that he went through as, yes. you know, he's had...
He's a colorful guy.
Yeah, well, I think he's a good actor, but he's learned a lot in life, as all of us
and,
do
you know,
with our experiences.
He takes a good picture, so, you know, it's a good to have him
right.
on your front cover.
So the suggestion here with regard to that sort of discussion brings us around to understanding what ED is, erectile dysfunction. And some people don't want to hear it discussed. Some people don't want to have a conversation about it. But it is something that affects men. And there's a product called Sildenafil, which apparently is the active ingredient in Viagra. What do we know about that? Have you ever done any... a lot of your patients probably ask you for Viagra or something that's like it because they're not able to have arousal, they're not able to have sex.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a circulatory specialist, a cardiologist from head to toe circulation, and erectile dysfunction for most guys is a circulatory problem. Yeah. And in fact, the recommendation now is for guys who have erectile dysfunction, they need to get their heart checked out because the same process occurring below the waist is occurring possibly in the chest. So erectile dysfunction, the drug sildenafil, Viagra, was actually being tested as an angina drug. A drug for the heart to relieve discomforts because they thought it would increase blood flow to the heart. They did the studies and found out it didn't help the heart. But guess what? An unexpected consequence was that guys were getting better erections. And that's how sildenafil Viagra was discovered, unexpectedly.
All right, so the information here, coupled with the fact that it's so expensive to buy Viagra, you may be interested to know that there is a North Carolina pharmacy that's delivering generic sildenafil, and you can get more information about it by calling 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. The company's called Marley Generics, 800-601-0310. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by the Pennsylvania Energy Infrastructure Alliance. Sound investments in Pennsylvania's energy resources move our economy forward. Recently, however, the Department of Environmental Protection suspended construction of Sunoco's Mariner East 2 pipeline, putting thousands out of work and halting a project that could add more than $9 billion into Pennsylvania's economy, including hundreds of millions in state tax revenue each year. Mariner East 2 has undergone unprecedented regulatory scrutiny, and it's being built with the most advanced safety technology out there, all to minimize environmental impact and ensure the safety of workers in all communities along the pipeline route. We need infrastructure projects like Mariner East 2. Harnessing Pennsylvania energy resources fuels our economy and creates jobs. Mariner East 2's construction is projected to add more than 50,000 jobs over the next 5 years alone. We urge DEP and Sunoco to work together quickly to get construction back on track and to get Pennsylvanians back to work. For more information, visit PAAllianceForEnergy.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
On Good Day Health, a focus on pregnant women. Pregnant women seem to be using a lot of pot. Sometimes they're using it to ease the nausea of morning sickness or anxiety. There's a new study out this week suggesting that the slight rise in marijuana use is pronounced among younger girls, younger pregnant women. The prevalence of marijuana use among a sample of moms-to-be in California climbed from 4.2% to 7.1% in the last couple of 3 years, according to research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Among pregnant teens younger than 18, marijuana use climbed from 12.5% to 21%. Wow. And among women 18 to 24, marijuana use climbed from an average of 9.8% of the population to 19% of the population in the last couple of years. Separate study of pregnant women across the United States found that those who reported using marijuana in the previous month grew from 2.3% back 10 years ago to 3.8% in this past year. Women ages 18 to 44. Doctors are cautious and urging caution. The health effects of marijuana on a fetus remain unclear, but could include low birth weight, developmental problems. Many of the chemicals in marijuana, known one of them is THC, could pass through a mother's system into her baby. The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends that women who are pregnant or contemplating pregnancy should be encouraged to discontinue marijuana use altogether and to discontinue use of marijuana for medical purposes in favor of some alternative therapy, which would seem to me to make nothing but sense. So a word to the wise is sufficient from us here on the Good Day Health Show. Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken Kronos. Ken, I saw something about how good salads are for brain health and our overall immune system, spinach, lettuce, kale, collard greens, that sort of thing. Is that because of vitamins? What are the nutrients that are in leafy green vegetables? And is this something, you know, we talk a lot about ripened fruits and vegetables and how you're supposed to have, what, 9 servings of whatever it is a day. So these vegetables, the green vegetables, we always think broccoli and peas and whatever else is green. This is good for your brain, supposedly. Why would that be?
Exactly. Well, you know, an apple a day is supposed to keep the doctor away, but right. You know, if you're a neurologist, you want to eat salad. Keep the neurologist away.
A salad a day keeps the neurologist away. I have to remember that one. Write that down, folks. Anyway,
exactly. And this was published recently in the journal Neurology, that the nutrients that are found in leafy greens actually improve the ability of older adults to think and remember. And it is what it is. And there's just so many good phytochemicals in vegetables, and you just want to get as much as you can, and it'll help your body function better from head to toe.
So that really underscores the need.
Calories.
Yeah, well, if you're doing things, I have this product we talk about on the air all the time, Balance of Nature, providing these whole ripened fruits that they dry and powder. 11 of them are in the fruit capsules, and I think 9 different vegetables are in the veggie capsule. And you take those every day, one in the morning of each and one in the evening of each, and you improve your immune system, because that's what fruits and vegetables do, right? The fruits and veggies that you would rather, Ken would rather see you eat them, eat the real thing, but who do you know that has 9 veggies and fruits a day? I don't know anybody who does, and I try. I get close to it, but I'm betting you don't, and most people who are your patients don't.
I can't name too many.
No, of course not. So that's why this is a good product to help boost your immune system this time of year, especially the folks at the Balance of Nature Company have come up with these, and there are some fabulous testimonies you can see at their website, balanceofnature.com. Plus, if you want to get some coaching from people who understand health and what your needs are, they have a free health coach, too, when you call them at 800-246-8751, or you can make connection to the health coach by going to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV for a special discount on these products. Matter of fact, the first month's supply is provided to you free when you use the DJV code.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Radio and the smart thinker. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a smart thinker, and you're a smart thinker if you pay attention to his information, to his advice. It's part of a series that we have every week here, Good Day Health, and Dr. Ken with his podcast. Matter of fact, last podcast that was posted with Ken, there is a must-do list to avoid catching the flu that you may want to catch up on from Ken's perspective. Also on the podcast that's there now at gooddayhealthshow.com, you can learn about the link between dementia and exercise. There's also news about prenatal vitamin usage and what you need to know about baby fat. I reveal my lemon water diet and how I have lost weight and continued to do that. You'll be happy when you see me, Ken, when I see you later in the month, because I'm now a sharp and svelte dog. Not that I wasn't always, but I'm trying to go back to my boyish good looks, if you will. So, and you are too, with all the exercise you've done. You look the same as you did. You look marvelous. Well, back to your 30s. You're about the same shape as you were in your 30s, right?
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
Yes. Well, I haven't gotten that close, but it looks it looks like things are okay. All right, let's get to, because Ken is a cardiologist, I always like to spend time on some of the things that are indicators. Ken, as you know, if you listen with any degree of regularity, takes a lot of information that comes from all of these weekly guides, the information from the health markers, all of the journals that publish results of research. So here's one that I find very intriguing. If you've got a lousy credit score, you could have problems with your heart. How does that correlate?
This comes out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug, that imagine another strong, surprising predictor of illness. It's your financial health. There's a strong connection between a low credit score and a poor heart health. People who do not manage their financial health well do not manage their physical health either. Conversely, people with higher credit scores have healthier hearts.
Well, that's kind of a duh in a way, isn't it? Because of stress.
Really.
If you're not worried about money, then there's that stress on you.
Well, I think it's more that you just in general are responsible. You're doing the right things.
Really? So you think it's a, if I hear you correctly, it's a, the connection is to how you look at these things or any problem. You look at the taking care of yourself, and that includes taking care of your health, taking care of your credit, taking care of your family. It's taking care. If you're careful about yourself, then you won't have problems with your heart.
Okay. Exactly. Just like you're paying attention to all the details of making sure all your payments are up to date, you're paying attention to making sure your health lifestyle is up to date. And yes, having less stress is important with regards to the financial issues, but I think it's even more the entire package.
Mm-hmm. There's an interesting thread in the TV show Ballers. I don't know if you've ever seen that or not, with Dwayne Johnson as the main character. And one of the things, the themes, the sort of sub-themes, is his fertility and whether or not he has fertility problems and whether it can be corrected or reversed or whatever it is. So I noticed that there's an interesting overview here about ibuprofen use and what that does to the swimmers.
Exactly, Doug, and you're right on the mark, because these scientists were stimulated to do this study because there is a growing infertility problem in the country, and this was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, looking for whether ibuprofen, is this common painkiller, is the cause. This is a common brand that includes Advil and Motrin and has been linked with a condition affecting male fertility problems. Ibuprofen is already known to increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes, Doug, if it's taken regularly in high doses for a long time. Ibuprofen has also already been linked with fertility problems in women taking the drug. Ibuprofen, it appears to affect the pituitary gland in the brain that's involved in production of the male hormone testosterone, as well as other processes linked to sperm production.
So what's the difference between having a fertility problem and having erectile dysfunction?
Well, erectile dysfunction is usually a circulatory problem.
Mm-hmm.
The plumbing to the male genital is not working properly. That's the usual problem. Whereas producing sperm is another issue.
All right. So there's two different, it's two very different problems.
Exactly.
But they both have the same consequence, and that is that you're not going to be able to have your partner get pregnant.
You got to get it all working properly to get her pregnant, but one is the vehicle to get it there, and the other is the production of the material.
All right. I like the way you put that. That makes good sense, in fact. 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.